listener production.
A sinking feeling. The Mines of Sidon's Authority investigating another sinkhole in Wall's End. Investigations underway into a fatal crash on the M1. And more rights for casual coal miners in the Hunter. More rain today and tonight with a possibly severe storm bringing hail this afternoon. I'm Hamish Findlay and this is your Hunter local news. Well, starting overseas, there's been another school shooting in the United States overnight with six people, including three children, gunned down in Nashville. Don Aaron from the police department says the 28-year-old female shooter opened fire at a Christian elementary school before she was shot.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot.
Back home, police have begun investigations into that fatal crash on the M1 near Leningen yesterday. It's understood the car rolled before hitting a tree. A woman in her 20s died at the scene. It closed southbound lanes for several hours. Anyone with dash cam footage of the crash is being asked to contact Crime Stoppers. The Mines of Sidon's Authority says it doesn't believe the two sinkholes that have opened up in Wall's End are directly linked. It's estimated the first one at Fogo Street may have caused millions of dollars in damage to the Wall's End Diggers Sports Club. It's not believed to have caused damage to any residential properties. However, a second large sinkhole also opened up under a house on Platt Street, several blocks away. Casual workers in the Hunter's coal mining industry could soon have greater rights, including an easier transition to full or part-time employment. New federal legislation plans to lift a cap on long service leave earnings for casual workers who currently accrue leave based on a maximum of 35 hours of work a week. Employment Minister Tony Burke says he's also looking to close some loopholes later in the year, which are limiting casual workers' rights to request more stable employment.
Where it's difficult in the coal industry is that for casuals, they don't actually exist under the award. So it's only under agreements where casuals exist.
Well, General Secretary of the Mining and Energy Union, Graham Kelly, says it's been a long time coming.
6 years we've been trying to fix it, and we're getting to the point now where Tony Burke's announcement is trying to fix that problem, which is a really good thing. It means they'll have more long service leave entitlements to access than they would if the existing provisions remain.
And the body representing our region's business owners have welcomed the arrival of the new state government. Business Hunter says they'll keep an eye on Labor to ensure they follow through on a number of promises. CEO Bob Hawes says local small and medium businesses do need some help at the moment.
Committed to no new taxes for business. They've also committed to have a look at reforms in payroll tax and administration, the workers' compensation scheme, and many businesses locally would know that how their premiums have gone up significantly in the last few years.
Updating sports, and the Jets have lost one of their international signings, agreeing to allow midfielder Becca Dutz-Milliot a release on compassionate grounds. The 22-year-old Georgian reportedly struggled both on and off the pitch and put in the request after a trip home. And some impressive results through following the weekend's Australian Youth Surf Lifesaving Championships. Local nippers made the trip to Perth for the event. It was well worth it, with Lily Egan and Alexis Sutherland of Cooks Hill bagging gold in the under-14 female board relay. Thomas Chalmers of Swansea Belmont came in second in the under-13s male board race. Twin brother Mitchell not far behind in eighth. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more Hunter local news.